know, the Arranmore Island Committee contacted us and sort of touted the idea to us. They obviously have a massive connection with a lot of Islanders who would have left the island that went to America. They've massive connections to the island in Michigan, Bear Island, Chicago. And they sort of came to us with the idea of kind of the first American football game played on an Irish island. And we jumped at the chance. We thought it would be a fantastic way to sort of really sort of put ourselves out there and put on a bit of a spectacle and hopefully give out the island a wee taste of what American football is.
So at this stage, I mean, how many people or how many players per side, what sort of game is it going to be? Do we know yet?
Well, it'll be a full game. It'll be a full sort of, you know, we'll have, you know, 11 players from each sort of team on at the same time. A game, we're hoping, we've got a few interested parties from other teams around the league. So we'll have a bit of a mishmash kind of teams. But it'll still be a, you know, it'll still be a hard hitting game where, you know, it'll not be any sort of, you know, it's not going to be a sort of a play anything, you know. It is going to be a full game.
Full tilt, yeah.
We'll be going full tilt at each other, sort of settle a few scores from the season over that just passed and that, and rattle a few heads as you do.
Now, some people, after hearing it today, will be aware of what. No doubt there'll be people on the island who may be going over next weekend, and this will sort of come out of the blue. They'll suddenly be on the island and see this American football game on it, which will be colourful and spectacular. Tell us a little bit about the season to date. Now, you play in the Irish-American Football League. It's been a bit of a transitionary season. You haven't enjoyed as much success as other years, but I suppose it's important really to keep the thing going and to bring in new faces.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's a massive thing for us, is we're going to use kind of the spectacle of the Arranmore Island game to drive our recruitment. As you say, it was a bit of a transitional year. We had four fantastic seasons. We had a core group of players from that first season. But four seasons in to an American football, we lost guys through injury. We lost a few through old age. And we did just the, you know, this season was a real struggle. We struggled to get going. We had a couple of teams that forfeited on us, so we missed out on a couple of games. But you know, we were there. We fought as hard as we could, and we're hoping just to bounce back from that.
Great. Well, on the line, Adrian Begley of the Arranmore GAA Committee and Island Council. Good afternoon to you, Adrian.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Well, Adrian, the island has produced some fine sports personnel over the years, and this is another big event for all concerned. And no doubt, when you put heads together, you jumped at the opportunity.
Yes, certainly. I mean, there's another name probably hasn't been mentioned. This is Raymond Sweeney. He was in touch with us. He got in touch with our chair, Conal Cabinet, and Conal would be involved in the GAA as well with regards to the. We've an All Islands championship that runs through the GAA as well each year. We're no strangers to sport here with regards to the obviously Arranmore United soccer team and the GAA that's played here every sort of few years as well. And this is a new thing. Now, I suppose with regards to, you know, the diaspora that we have in Arranmore, which stretches far and wide, and we've got a big diaspora in America, as Paddy has said there. You know, there's an awful lot of people living in Chicago. We're also sort of twinned with Beaver Island and Lake Michigan and stuff. So it's a new thing. It's probably, I think it's probably the first ever American football match that's been played on an island off Ireland. So it's something to look forward to for the community, and I suppose something for those who are home on holiday from America, as they always do this time of year. Someone kind of familiar for them to come over and enjoy as well, you know.
Yeah. Now, over the years, I know years ago, certainly Arranmore United hosted, I think it was Donegal Celtic in the FAI Junior Cup, and there's been many visiting teams. They play at Rana Park. Is this game being played at Rana Park?
It is indeed, yes. Again, the Arranmore United Football Club and the committee have opened up the grounds once again to another fantastic event. You know, it's an event that's, as I say, it's going to be very sort of, you know, attractive to a lot of the people who are going to be here. But the grounds at Banner Park there, it's an awful lot of stuff is centered around there throughout the years. And, you know, it is a big draw for the community. It's the football club on the island has an awful lot of support from the people both at home and away, and it tends to, you know, it's almost like a focus point for the island for a lot of things that people tend to keep in touch with, and the football club are very aware of that, and they're very sort of happy to open the grounds up for loads of different things. It's used for the cool camps for the kids during the summer. Swell Festival's held there every year from now on. So it's a great spot. And as I say, you know, the football club are always very sort of open and engaging with anybody who's willing to come in and, you know, sort of showcase various different things like this, especially something new like American football, you know.
And it's a spectacular setting with the sea not too many metres away from the actual side of the pitch. And the Aranmore Pipe Band, always synonymous with the soccer team over the years. Will they be there as well?
Yes, well, there'll be the pipe band will be about. And I'd say everybody's going to roll out for it. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, I mean, I'm sure anybody who knows Aranmore knows that we're all for a bit of fun and a bit of carry on, you know, so it's... It'll be a great day, as Paddy's saying. It's a great opportunity to showcase what they do, and you know, bring a bit of fun to the island, something a wee bit different. So, you know, it's something that the community are most likely going to engage in quite well with. You know, as I say, there's quite a few people here at home that will be very familiar with the sport and want to come over and see it. So it's a whole new thing for it to be being held here on the island. You know, so I mean, with the notoriety, I suppose, in some regards, that Aranmore United as a football club has, you know, being one of the only sort of teams in the league who are based on an island, it's a great thing that we have a facility like Rana Park that everybody sort of, you know, tend to sort of centre around and keep an eye on and involve themselves with fan support, you know. So we're hoping, and no doubt it'll be a day that will be greatly supported by the community, you know.
Pelly Maguire, bringing you back in. You were over on the island not so long ago, and I know through the Facebook page for the Donegal Derry Vipers, you had some drone footage up, and you were obviously very impressed with what you saw. And again, with the tourism link, I mean, you're going to be bringing people to the island connected with the Vipers.
Yeah, I mean, we hope to bring sort of quite a squad over with us. Quite a few of the WAGs are going to be tagging along with us as well. I mean, it's certainly, as Adrian said, it's certainly going to be the most sort of scenic game of American football ever played in Ireland. You know, you said Rana Park is, it's absolutely stunning. You're literally, you know, a couple of steps away from the sea. There could be a few balls lost in that sea, so there could as well, you know. Yeah, I mean, Cahill there had used actually some of the drone footage that was produced on the island, and Cahill sort of has a drone as well. We're hoping to get some fresh drone footage of it. Again, for the people coming over, for people that with us, we'll be sort of, you know, stressing them, you know, go and have a look at the island. It's beautiful. I suppose there's, you know, you kind of run out of superlatives to describe the island, but it is spectacular. It really is.
Now, you're based in Limavady, and the Donegal Derry Vipers, you've had home games there. Mm-hmm. There's also been games at Colossia Alley here in Letterkenny. Looking ahead to next season, tell us a little bit, will you be in the same division? Will it be the same sort of number of matches? What are the plans for the next campaign?
Yeah, we'll be back in sort of IFL 1, same campaign. The Craigavon Cowboys won the league and won the bowl game, so they'll move up into the Shamrock Bowl Conference. A lot of the big teams, Wexford Eagles, Westmeath Minotaurs, they're the big names getting into this next year. Again, we didn't have a great season, but we're hoping to rebuild. We're hoping to recruit heavy. We're looking at bringing in sort of as many new sort of players as we can to get trained up. We're going to start early this year. As soon as the Aranmore Island game is finished, we'll be sort of setting the kind of sort of the engines running, recruiting heavy, getting the team ready, and we hope to be back with a real force to be reckoned with in the league again next year.
Great. Just bringing you in again, finally, Adrian Begley on Aranmore. Just give us the details of exactly when the game is on, and you know, how to get there if people aren't familiar with the ferry. Get over in good time.
Well, we're looking to get everything underway by 3 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon. It's next Saturday, the 10th of August. So everything should be up and going by 3. Hopefully the match will be started by then. So if anybody's coming to the island for a visit to witness it there and enjoy the spectacle, it's going to be there. If to come along to Burtonport. There's ferries that leave from there. There's two ferry services which operate from there, and they'll be able to get you to the island in 20 minutes. It's a very scenic crossing as well, so they'll enjoy it. So I turn up to Burtonport, either of the two ferry services will get you there and get you back by the evening time. So
great.
Looking forward to see everybody.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck. Paddy, final word to you. Something different to look forward to, and no doubt everybody is all geared up for it.
We are. I mean, it's a lot of hard work has went into kind of preparing for the game, and sort of the back and forth between ourselves and the guys in Aranmore. You know, we're hoping to build sort of real lasting relationships, and hopefully this won't be the only game that we play on Aranmore.